Audible Studios presents Death World, Book 5 in the Undying Mercenaries series. Written by B.V. Larson. Performed by Mark Boyette.
An excerpt from The Rise of Earth's Legions. Earth's military changed forever when the Galactic Empire informed us of our status as proud members of their grand regime. Up until that time, the human species had wrongly assumed we were alone in the universe, and that our minuscule, planet-bound concerns were all that mattered. The true state of affairs was not understood in the old days. We had no idea we were part of a vast political organization that laid claim to 50 billion of the stars in our galaxy. After that blissful moment of formal annexation, humanity stood both humbled and enlightened. A turbulent period followed, during which certain stubborn nations and individuals were corrected in their thinking. Within a decade, however, those of us who survived came to embrace our new status in the cosmos. Comforted by the realization Earth was part of a massive brotherhood of alien worlds, we were given a series of fantastic gifts. The first of these was security. Each province, such as our own Frontier 921, was patrolled by a battle fleet charged with the twin duties of local enforcement and expansion. Another boon came in the form of trade with countless alien worlds. Wealth and technology untold can now be purchased from any world in the Empire with galactic credits. These gifts do not come without a price, however. Our patrons, known collectively as the Galactics, tolerate no transgressions. The breaking of the smallest of their infinitely wise laws results in immediate, harsh correction. Permadeath of the perpetrator is the usual punishment meted out, but it is by no means their only option. At times, an entire family unit, organization, locality, or even the source species itself is found collectively guilty for having fostered a criminal, in which case they're summarily removed from existence and forgotten. Since our annexation, Earth's role in the Empire has always been military in nature. It was discovered early on that our best trade good consisted of mercenary troops. We formed the legions to serve this need for our alien brothers. More recently, we've become an enforcement arm for the Galactics themselves. Earth's military, therefore, is of vital importance to her economy as well as her security. Our forces consist of two major groupings. Hegemony is a planetary organization dedicated to homeworld defense. Contracts with foreign worlds, however, are dealt with by a loose-knit brotherhood of independent legions. Listed here are a few of the most famous, or infamous, legions from Earth's pantheon. Hegemony. Emblem, the Blue Globe. Although it is called a legion, Hegemony is actually far larger than all the independent legions put together. The organization is Earth's primary military authority, responsible for planetary security as well as the task of oversight for the smaller legions as they perform off-world missions. As our role has recently shifted from performing purely mercenary tasks to local provincial defense, it is quite possible that Hegemony will someday devour the rest of the legions. However, there's been a good deal of resistance to the idea from the legions, various military leaders, and even the public at large. The legions enjoy loyal patronage, almost like sports teams, among the general population. Talk of their dismantlement has resulted in lost elections for numerous politicians. In addition, there's still some validity to an independent command structure. Due to the vastness of space, it's virtually impossible for a centralized government to fully control any military force deployed on a distant world. This reality means any task force must be capable of operating in an unknown environment with the freedom to make on-the-spot decisions for months or even years at a time. The fact that deployed legions often cause incidents that come home to haunt Earth later is the topic of countless debates. But for the time being, the smaller legions remain independent. Victrix, emblem the crossed swords. Victrix was Earth's first formally commissioned legion. They brought home galactic credits after successfully performing an off-world mission for the Skrull in their home system. For this and many subsequent actions, they will be forever remembered and revered. Without their initial forays, two of which were completed before a second legion was even deployed, we all might have perished as financial failures, a crime that isn't tolerated by the Empire. Germanica, emblem, the head of Taurus, the bull. Germanica has long been known as the legion most requested by the richest of clientele. They serve with distinction and even grace. There is no legion that is as professional in appearance and performance. Every despot among our neighboring worlds who requires an escort, a display of wealth, or merely a color guard asks for Germanica. Vile rumors of corruption among the Legion's officers must be mentioned here. Germanica's leadership has hotly denied the allegations for many years. It is the author's suspicion that such slander is the inevitable outcome of envy, a sin that lurks in the hearts of all lesser men. Iron Eagles, emblem, the double-headed eagle. The Iron Eagles have a varied history. The third of Earth's legions to be commissioned, they fought in many difficult campaigns. Historically, they were regarded as among the most professional and capable of legions. If a corporate ruler was in danger of losing his birthright to a gaggle of rebels, he would often summon the Eagles. In modern times, some say this legion has become more indolent and choosy with their missions, even refusing the hardest assignments. All in all, however, they still have the reputation for being the best fighting unit Earth has. Teutoburg, emblem, the oak leaf. Teutoburg is a legion with a questionable past. Their tributes have faced more charges of corruption, misconduct, and unsanctioned alien dealings than the top officers of any other legion. A quick look through imprisonment records finds the odds that any given leader of this organization will eventually be convicted of a serious crime is nearly 1 in 3. On the other hand, it must be mentioned that Teutoburg has served Earth well on countless occasions. They pride themselves on never refusing an assignment or failing to complete their missions as described. Detractors point out that it is not their effectiveness that is questioned, only their unorthodox methods. Solstice, emblem, the rising sun. Solstice would not normally be worthy of mentioning here, as their performance has been far from stellar in years past. They have, however, been recently redeemed. Along with Legion Varus, easily our most infamous and questionable formation, they were instrumental in the procurement of a metal-rich planet circling Gamma Pavonis. This author agrees with the common wisdom that Solstice did the majority of the fighting and dying on Gamma Pavonis, otherwise known as Machine World, and thus deserves the lion's share of the credit. Varus, emblem, the wolf's head. Some historians would argue that Varus shouldn't be mentioned at all alongside distinguished legions with valorous histories. However, despite their reputation for slovenly conduct, questionable ethics, and behavior bordering on the criminal, this author feels no list of our legions could be considered complete without their inclusion. Whatever one thinks of them, their impact on history is undeniable. The Legion has participated in numerous critical campaigns. They've affected the fate of every human being that draws breath today, for good or for ill. At the dawn of the current era, during which the local battle fleet was recalled from our province to the core systems, Varus battled with the Saurians of Cancri IX, unofficially known as Steel World. This led to a falling out with the Saurians, who had been, up until that time, our best clients. This new rivalry between Earth and Steel World has never abated since. Rumor has it we most recently came into direct conflict with the Saurians on Machine World, our newly acquired metal-rich planet. Again, Legion Varus was involved. Perhaps greater than these famous disasters was the inclusion of Dust World as Earth's second legally colonized planet. Legion Varus was on the scene again, by providence, claiming the new territory even as they helped trigger a new conflict with the Cephalopod Kingdom. This case exemplifies the dichotomy Varus represents. We gained a few thousand exiles who'd been marooned on a desert planet, but we did so at the cost of a new conflict with the cephalopods. Some hypothesize that this dispute will grow into an open war that may eventually lead to our extinction. Misunderstood waifs or devils with hearts of coal? This author, like so many others, suspects that members of Legion Varus are a little of both.